Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Last spring, my friend Stephanie and I had a chance to travel to Rome as part of her research trip. And as usual when I travel, we stayed at an amazing Airbnb. It was the perfect spot to check out the sights and just relax. But what was happening to my house while I was away? Did you know that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? Most people don't think about their space as an Airbnb, but hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle. If you have a home but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This episode is brought to you by Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab, hosted by the amazing Katie Milkman, behavioral scientist and author of the best-selling book, How to Change. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind our decisions. You can hear true stories from Nobel laureates, authors, historians, athletes, and more about why we do the things we do. Listen to Choiceology at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your shows. Pushkin.
What could be more appetizing than a new season of the Happiness Lab? How about drinking the world's hottest hot sauce straight from the bottle?
Wow, that is a large swig.
Oh my God.
This isn't a stunt. You're listening to the science of well-being in action. This season, we'll be unraveling the mystery of why small doses of fear, sadness, and pain can feel good.
Feel a little lightheaded. I feel a little loopy goosey. I feel like I love my job.
Your glasses are fogging up a lot.
We'll also be hitting the gym.
I was the last one to finish some horrific series of running and lifting and burpees.
To find if it's the right place to flex our friendship muscles.
And everyone stood around me clapping, like shouting my name, being like, you can do it. And of course, in the moment, I hated every single one of them.
We'll also head back to the playground to talk about modern parenting.
Our 8-month-old is on a slide. I thought he was afraid. No. He was looking to me for how should I feel. Oh, mom's afraid. Oh, dad's afraid. What is happening to me?
We love our kids and want them to be happy. But are we guilty of doing too much?
Oh, my God, if I could go back, because that was the beginning of just a decade and a half of overparenting.
This season of The Happiness Lab also features the U.S. Surgeon General, Star Trek's Wesley Crusher, and the person credited with coining a very famous phrase.
Yeah, there was a song, YOLO. I mean, YOLO, YOLO.
The Grateful Dead's drummer, Mickey Hart.
YOLO, YOLO.
He'll explain why that you only live once philosophy doesn't work the way we think.
It takes courage to go where you've never been before and do what you've never done before, or do something and commit to it with everything you have.
We'll globetrot and meet a woman whose pursuit of happiness meant moving to the middle of nowhere in the depths of winter.
It was the coldest I have ever been.
Plus, you'll still get evidence-based tips and well-being hacks from the greatest researchers and experts working in the fields of happiness science.
I look at this pursuit of happiness a lot like a game of blackjack, and you get to stack the deck. You can have a deck full of sixes and sevens, or you can stack that deck with aces and jacks.
But I'll leave you with a question. What's your biggest regret in life?
My instinct was that my early 20s were the perfect moment to broaden my horizons, experience a new culture, and take a risk. Instead, I moved to Indiana. Oh man, I blew it.
We love Indiana, by the way. The Happiness Lab with me, Dr. Laurie Santos, returns September 6th, wherever you get your podcasts. Miss it, and you'll regret it.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn knows that some small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. So they're constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a new feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/THL. That's linkedin.com/THL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Science suggests that both physical health and mental wellness are keys to happiness. And San Diego has the perfect formula of sun, sand, and easygoing vibes to lift your spirits. The people are welcoming, the scenery is beautiful, and there's a ton of fun experiences wrapped up in a small beach town feel. A trip to sunny San Diego can help you rest, recharge, and hopefully return to life feeling reinvigorated. Find your happiness at sandiego.org today. Funded in part with City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.